From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Firefighters are searching the scorched remains of a 24-story London apartment building for more victims following Wednesday's fire that killed at least 12 and sent dozens to the hospital, many critically. The inferno swept rapidly through the Grenfell Tower in one of the British capital's deadliest fires in a generation. Piki Saku was a witness to the tragedy.
I could see toppling things coming out of the building, and when my friend told me that he saw people jumping, I wasn't sure. Like, I wasn't fully calm, do you know what I mean? So I wasn't sure what I was seeing, whether it was people falling out or just debris.
It took more than 200 firefighters hours to gain control over the blaze. They rescued dozens of people. London Fire Brigade official Steve Epter said limited numbers of firefighters are trying to determine how safe the structure is.
I've got a limited crew inside because I need to manage the risk to my firefighters. And what they are doing is assessing and looking at the situation. We've actually got a capability from Kent Fire Service, drones. So we're using drones to be able to create access and visibility to certain parts of the building to be able to assess the integrity of the building.
The cause of the fire is still unknown. Prime Minister Theresa May said an investigation will be undertaken.
Until then, our focus must be on ensuring that the emergency services have what they need to continue with their harrowing work, and that help and support is being provided to all those who have suffered as a result of this tragedy.
However, the fire could delay her announcement on forming a new government. A Nigerian tribunal dismissed charges against the Senate president over a false declaration of assets, while governor of Karawa State, Senate President Bukola Saraki's time at the head of the upper parliamentary chamber has been marred by accusations of misconduct. This is VOA News. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise is in critical condition after surgery for wounds sustained in a shooting in suburban Washington Wednesday. Scalise practicing for a charity baseball game between Republicans and Democrats when a gunman identified as 66-year-old James Hodgkinson of Belleville, Illinois, opened fire before being killed by security officers. Three others were wounded. The shooting occurred in the city of Alexandria. Federal Bureau of Investigation Special Agent Timothy Slater appealed to the community for information.
We believe that the shooter has been living out of his vehicle in the vicinity of East Monroe Street, therefore asking you to report any interactions that you've may have had with him.
While there's no official motive, Hodgkinson had raged against President Donald Trump on social media and was a member of anti-Republican groups on Facebook. Mr. Trump, who visited the wounded congressman late Wednesday, wished him a speedy recovery.
Congressman Scalise is a friend, and a very good friend. He's a patriot, and he's a fighter. He will recover from this assault. And Steve, I want you to know that you have the prayers not only of the entire city behind you, but of an entire nation and, frankly, the entire world.
Meanwhile, the bipartisan charity ball game is expected to go on as scheduled Thursday. North Korea said it released an American student sentenced to 15 years hard labor on humanitarian grounds. 22-year-old Otto Warmbier is at a Cincinnati, Ohio hospital after being medically evacuated Wednesday after the family said he lapsed into a coma more than a year ago. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu is in Doha searching for a diplomatic solution to the Gulf crisis brought on by four nations that broke ties with Qatar over its alleged support of terrorism. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates severed those relations, accusing Qatar of backing the Muslim Brotherhood. The Saudi state news agency reported Thursday that Shia Houthi rebels fired a missile at a ship operated by the United Arab Emirates off the Yemeni coast, wounding a sailor. The incident occurred as the vessel left the Red Sea port of Mocha. U.S. central bank policymakers Wednesday raised a key interest rate. Janet Yellen chairs the Federal Reserve Board.
Today, the Federal Open Market Committee decided to raise the target range for the federal funds rate by 0.25 percentage point, bringing it to 1 to 1.25%.
She cited economic growth and job market strength. It was the second rate hike in 3 months. At least two people were killed following a 6.9 magnitude earthquake that struck southwestern Guatemala near the Mexican border early Wednesday. Buildings were damaged on both sides of the border. Several others were injured. A number of aftershocks were felt. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.